I'm currently listening to your lecture, Concerns About ISKCON. I heard recently from my spiritual master, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. He said, originally, Srila Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to consist solely of brahmacharis and sannyasis, but then Jadurani came. What was Srila Prabhupada to do? He couldn't reject her. It seems that since we do not discriminate who joins ISKCON in terms of their varna or ashram, ISKCON will continue to face these sorts of issues, such as the Kshatriya initiative. My question, although I understand that we are ultimately only concerned with becoming Vaishnavas, do you foresee that ISKCON as a society will gradually evolve into strictly a Brahminical body as Srila Prabhupada wanted, or will the Brahminical class be forced to create a separate body to offer guidance to society? Thank you for maintaining the standard. It's a very interesting question, because Srila Prabhupada said that he wanted to create a society, a new class of brahmanas to guide human society. He many times gave the example that a body, however strong it may be, is guided by the head. If the head is not in order, then however strong or capable the body may be, it won't function properly. So Prabhupada gave the example, it's an example from Shastra, that the brahmanas are like the head of the analogical body of the human society. So Prabhupada said the leaders of human society. He was speaking about the intellectual leaders. People, they don't know what is the proper aim of life or even how to live as human beings. So therefore a class of brahmanas is required. People who are learned in Shastra, self-controlled and fit to give spiritual and practical guidance to human society. But how is that going to happen, the question is here, if we just keep on accepting all kinds of people within the society? Interesting question. Well, of course Srila Prabhupada wanted also varnashram colleges. He said all of our centers should be varnashram colleges, that we should train people to act according to the different varnas. What that, the implications of that have remained elusive up to the present day. One thing is that within ISKCON, it's generally, when someone's been initiated for some time, we just, as a matter of course, give them Brahminical initiation, but Prabhupada didn't want to do that. He said several times, you have to see if they're actually qualified. It seems to be a very tough thing for some people, because they so much want to be Brahmin initiated, and they think it's a great insult to them if they're not Brahmin initiated, and they may even go away if they're not understanding that Harinam is all in all. You don't need to be Brahminically initiated to go back to Godhead. And that even if you feel so much, I want to be Brahminically initiated, that in itself is the great disqualification. That I want to show I'm a Brahmin, I'm senior. So what should we do? Yeah, well, without Brahminical guidance, then our movement may simply succumb to vox populi. And we do all kinds of things that seem the Shudra mentality of doing things because it appeals to us rather than understanding deeply what is actually required. And the Shudra mentality of thinking that if we have many people, many followers and lots of money, and then we're very successful. Whereas the Brahminical mentality is if I have nothing materially, I'm better off. The less things, the better. Just keep the minimum and keep life simple and chant Hare Krishna. So will the Brahmins have to separate themselves? But then they can't do their function if they're separate. All the varnas and ashram are interdependent. So no, those who are actually fit to give guidance to others, they have to remain within society. Brahmins are detached from worldly enjoyment, but they're not detached from the world. They have a function within human society. Even sannyasis, they're the most renounced, but they have a function within human society also. Otherwise, there's no need to take sannyas. Then you just become an avadhut. You don't have anything to do with human society. You just, if you fully renounce means kisi se kuch lena dena nahi hai. You don't have anything to do with anyone. That you don't give anything, you don't take anything, you don't. Ajagaravati, that's said of Madhavendra Puri, that he never asked anything from anyone. If somehow or other some food came to him, he would take it. Otherwise, he would fast. That's full renunciation. Sannyasi, he renounces the world, or the spirit of enjoyment of the world, but he remains within the world. He has an important function within it. So, Brahmin shouldn't separate, but make a separate body, but hopefully ISKCON will become a more brahminically centered body. Even I see problems with the education system as it's instituted in ISKCON today, because it seems it's being done along the lines of the Shudra education. People, because in the modern world, when we think of education, we think of school, college, university, these institutions for training people to be sophisticated Shudras, not to discern spirit from matter. Actual education means to discern spirit from matter and act on that platform, not to get a certificate or to be able to acquire the skills by which you see questions and you're able to give the answers. It's a mental or it's an intellectual process, not a genuinely spiritual process. So again, the genuinely spiritual process is tadviti pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tegena jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. I wouldn't give anyone a Bhakti Shastri certificate unless they get out on book distribution and do some actual tangible service. It's not just an intellectual process. Or if a book distribution, at least something which book distribution is the best, but otherwise something should be seen. When they finish their course or during the course, they could be taken out for preaching, and we have to see how it's applied in life. If you don't apply it in your life, then what's the meaning? In Brazil, I think it was, I heard that there's Bhakti Shastri courses being taught, and 5 days a week they're studying, and 2 days a week they're out distributing books. That's great. That's the best way to do it. Hare Krishna.